This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability, dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Edwin Martinez, date of birth October the 7th, 2013. Case ID number is 716-8780. Date of exam, November the 30th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 8/11/2022. The informant is Maria Arviso, who is the mother of the claimant. Identifying information, this is a 10-year, 2-month-old male who presented with his mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression, comma, failure to thrive, comma, and genetic kidney issues. The mother is presently unemployed, and the last time she worked was in 2018, where she did work as a laborer. At the present time, she's a mother. She stays home and takes care of household chores as well as her children. During the time that she did work, she states that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant does not live with the father. The parents have been divorced for some time now. But he does have a stepfather who works in labor who's supporting the whole family at this time. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression. Number two, failure to thrive. And number three, genetic kidney issues. History of allegations, number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression. The mother states that since 2019, they have noticed a change in their son where he had lack of attention and focusing in school. He was also suffering from some mild depression. The mother states that he does not really have sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts, comma, homicidal thoughts, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, or insomnia. He does suffer from decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration and motivation, comma, and occasional episodes of anger. The mother states that since 2019, when there was a shutdown of all schools and businesses, the child started to isolate himself and did not interact well with the other children. The mother states that sometimes she has difficulty in getting him to bathe, and he does take a bath every other day, and his hygiene is fair. He does brush his teeth every day. His grooming is normal for his age. At the present time, he is in the third grade, and he did fail the second grade and have to repeat it. He needs extra time and assistance, which is being provided by the school, but is making poor grades at this time. He told me he doesn't like to be in school, but enjoys playing soccer and basketball. The mother notes also that he has distanced himself from the other family members and is not as loving as he was before. The claimant does have difficulty seeing and is wearing corrected glasses at this time. His mental status appears to be fairly normal. He appears to be well-kept and is in casual attire. He was cooperative and responded to all my demands. The claimant had fair eye contact with me, and he was alert. He did answer all my questions and was very respectful. The claimant was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person, and had a good attention span. His mannerisms and his movements were normal. His speech rate was somewhat slow, but he speaks excellent English and Spanish at this time. And his speech clarity was good. His speech tone was somewhat depressed, but he was able to articulate, and his memory appeared to be intact. His thought processes were normal for his age, and there were no dissociated symptoms observed. The mother states that he has no hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, or attempts in the past, or homicidal thoughts. The claimant has had problems with nutrition, and the mother has not been able to buy the Pediasure that he needs to be taking every day, which has caused him to be weak and not having the same energy that he needs in order to grow. Allegation number two, failure to thrive. The mother states that since the onset of birth, the claimant has had problems gaining weight secondary to having a genetic kidney disorder where the claimant does not retain glucose or calcium and excretes the glucose through the kidneys as well as the calcium. He has been evaluated for his condition, and because of that, the claimant has had difficulty in gaining weight. He has had some frequent urinary tract infection and cystitis, and was diagnosed with uniform thickening of the mucus of the bladder, which is a sequela of the cystitis that he has. The claimant had been on Pediasure for some time and started to gain weight. The mother states that he gained approximately 12 pounds, but the insurance company would not pay for the Pediasure, and the family does not have the money to buy it, and the claimant has had difficulty in gaining weight. His condition is stable at this time, but could be much better if he was given the Pediasure, which he was taking three times per day. Allegation number three, genetic kidney issues. The mother states that at birth, he was diagnosed with a genetic kidney absorption problem. He excretes glucose and calcium through the urine and has difficulty retaining these elements. There has been no treatment or surgery for his condition, and the only treatment that he needs at this time is to ensure that he has adequate glucose in his system since it is excreted so frequently. He was doing very well with Pediasure. However, the insurance company, as noted earlier, refuses to pay for it. His condition appears to be stable at this time, although he has not been on Pediasure for 1 year. The review of system. The mother states that the claimant has no headaches, dizziness, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or rashes. He does suffer from visual problems and poor appetite, secondary to the genetic urinary problem that he has. His visual problems is being treated at this time. However, the family also lacks funds for the treatment that he needs for his eye vision. Activities of daily living. The claimant goes to school in the morning and is cared for by his mother, who takes care of four other siblings as well. He's in the third grade, as noted earlier, and is in a special program where they give him more time and assistance in finishing his schoolwork. He does not like to go to his classes, but enjoys going to school because he likes to play in sports. He enjoys football, soccer, and playing with electronic games. He also has a tablet where he likes to look up things on his tablet. The claimant has become somewhat of a loner, but the child does not have frequent fights with the peers, comma, adults, comma, or siblings, and appears to be doing well as far as relationships go. However, the mother states that she notices since COVID that he has isolated himself, and it was thought that he might be going through a mild depression. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 7 months, crawled at 6 months, comma, walked without support at 10 months, said his first words at 11 months, said his first sentence at 14 months, self-dressed without help at 6 months, was bladder trained during the day at 24 months, was bladder trained during the night at 24 months, and was bowel trained at 36 months. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant rarely cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was afraid of new faces, comma, or places, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, comma, or enjoyed being held. The claimant, however, frequently explored the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. There were no problems encountered in the first 3 years of life, and the claimant was not emotionally attached to any object during the first 3 years of life. Birth history. The claimant was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh, Texas, by cesarean section. There were no problems encountered during the pregnancy, delivery, or during the first week of life. The baby was not delivered by aid of instruments. Was a one-baby birth, was not blue at birth, was not jaundiced at birth, and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. He was not placed in an incubator, and there was no other problems with the baby at that time. He weighed 5 pounds, 15 ounces, and the mother does not recall his length. Both mother and baby stayed in the hospital for 3 days and then were discharged home in stable condition. past history. The claimant had glucosuria, failure to thrive, attention deficit hyperactive disorder with mild depression, and a genetic kidney issues. No surgeries have been performed, and the claimant has no known allergies at this time. The claimant is one child out of with four other siblings. The father, who is a stepfather, is a laborer who works to support the family, and the mother is a housewife who stays home to take care of the children. No one in the family smokes, or drinks alcoholic beverages, except socially. There is no one in the family with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The mother also claims that there is no one who has used marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The child does go to school, and at the present time, the family is supported by the stepfather, and the family is presently on Medicaid. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Family history. There is nobody in the family that has any kind of genetic disorder. He does have a 13-year-old brother with attention deficit disorder, but the parents are normal and have no genetic problems and are both very healthy. Medications. The claimant takes guafosinin, 1 milligram QD. That's GUANFACINE, which he has been taking for approximately 2 years for attention deficit disorder, which appears to be helping him a little bit. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination. The claimant is at or below the 5th percentile for his weight according to his age, and is at the 40th percentile for his height according to his age. Height, 54.5 inches. Weight, 57 pounds. Temperature, 98.6 Fahrenheit. BP, 100 over 61 mmHg. Heart rate, 82 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. General, this is a very slim male who does not appear to be well-nourished, but it does appear to be well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Pupils were equally and reacted to light. Oral mucosa was moist. No pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 18 feet. Pinhole. The claimant is able to see at 20 over 70. Corrected is 20 over 20. OS, uncorrected, the claimant is able to see at 20 over 200. Pinhole was 20 over 100, and corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant has been told that he needs special contact lenses or a optical solution that needs to be used for approximately 1 year, and the family members lack the funds in order to provide this medical need that he needs at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Detendon reflexes were 2+ in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any, with some evidence of muscular wasting. The claimant had a good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious hearing problems. He does have problems with his vision, which has been corrected with, which consisted of myopia and astigmatism, which needs to be corrected. There was no facial dysmorphism or no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate, and he appears to be responding well to the medication. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His effect is appropriate, however, mildly depressed. His speech, both quantity and quality, is decreased in spontaneousness, but on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicability appeared to be age appropriate. His general health shows some evidence of abnormality, secondary to the fact that he cannot absorb glucose and calcium and has a tendency to expel it in the urine, which has caused him to lose weight and not to gain weight as easily as he needs to. Diagnosis number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder /depression. Dash being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant does not do well in school because he states he doesn't like being in school. However, he does like to play soccer, and he appears to be a normal child that just doesn't like studying. Allegation number two, failure to thrive. The claimant is normal at this time and is not thriving as he should, secondary to a genetic kidney disorder. The claimant would benefit from Pediasure to help him gain weight, and more likely than not, that would help him in school. The claimant might be suffering from malnutrition and tiredness and may not have the desire to study at this time. Allegation number three, genetic kidney issues. Dash confirmed with medical records. Was being treated with Pediasure. No other treatment is needed at this time. The family do not have the funds necessary to buy the Pediasure that he needs. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Edwin Martinez.